I had two Aharis. They're almost a steer to each other. But we asked last time why they needed to announce Edom. Why we find such a thing? We said maybe it counts as the Amen. I was thinking afterwards, where do we find by one din midiraisa, I think. I don't know if there's another one. You need to announce something. That's chalitza. Right? Chalutza na'al, chalutza na'al, chalutza na'al. The Gemara says, you have to announce. The Gemara in Hachalutz. So maybe that was what was going on over here. Like we pointed out, the shalaf ish na'al, maybe it's a remez that the gayel, inside the gayel, there was a shtickle chalitza going on over here. So they had to say Edom, right? Edom is chalutza na'al. We're saying the gula switching from the... I didn't see anybody says this is pure speculation, but ulay efshar. The other har I had, and I think this is maybe a klaliistic hara in Rashi's pshat throughout the whole sefer, and that is that we've been saying all along, and I think that's how most of the mefarshim go, is that the inyan of marrying machlines, marrying rus, was some sort of an inyan of yibum. Right? That's how. Seems to be assumed in the mafarshim. So that leads to the kasha that what kind of yibum is shayach if Rus wasn't a giyaris. I think Rashi Shita is that there was no yibum. Say for Rus has nothing to do with yibum, and Rus was not a giyaris until we saw that she wasn't a giyaris until much later, and Rashi consistently teaches lahakim lachav shame al nachlasai. That has nothing to do with Yibum. We just, each time we fumfed it. But the first time we had it was Rashi, Rashi learns by the, when Rus is coming to Bayaz, and she says, you're the Gael. So Rashi says over there, Ki Gael Ata, this is in Paragimel Pasuk Tes. Right? She says, you'll marry me. Or for Asta Kanavecha Lamasecha, Ki Gael Ata. So Rashi there says, Ligol Nachlasi, we spoke out this Rashi, we just didn't make this point. Ki Goyalat, the Ligol Nachlasi, she, you're going to be goyled in inheritance of my husband. We have to sell it, which we asked on. And you should buy, you should be kind of me with it. She zach Hashem HaMesa Nachlasi, Kisha Ovei Alasa, the Yomer Zoyis Eishas Nachlasi. When I come to the fields, I'll be married to you. So when I come to the field, it'll be kairei shem ameis on achlasa. Right? They'll say, "Oh, this is Machlain's wife." Right? And she, and Rashi says it again over here by in the pasuk we just did. And Gamas says, "Maybe Aisha is Machlain kanisi lili isha lahakim shem ameis on achlasa." He tells the isha yaitze ubaba nachla. Since his wife is going to go out and come in on the property, machlasa is a meitzia, and she's going to bring in and go out. Then his name is going to be Nisgar on the field. Has nothing to do with Yibum. This is not right. Lahakim Shem Hames, which is in the parasha of Yibum. This is something else. Lahakim Shem Hames al Nachalosai. Right, that when his Nachla, there'll be an Indian. There'll be a Zecher for Machlein. That's the whole Indian according to Rashi. So that's why it says Eishes Machlein. Eishes Machlein Kanisi Lilisha. Nothing to do with Yibum. And nothing to do whether it was a din of marriage. The point is that people will say, oh, this was Machlein's field. This is Aisha's Machlein that's coming and going in the field. It'll be Kairei Shema Mesa Nachlasai. Nothing at all to do with Yibum. So I saw that, I looked today because I wanted to, on the first Vart, of that there was a chalitza, so it struck me. So, the according to the Ramban, and we mentioned this many, many times, the Ramban learns the whole Indian here is an Indian of Yibum, and there's an Indian of Yibum even for the Bnei HaMishpacha. I looked at the Ramban inside. The Ramban is in Parshas Vayeshev, where when Yehuda marries Tamar. So, over there, first of all, he says that anybody who is a Naim Leroy, as Naim Lishmaya, understands this Indian, whatever that Indian is. But Rashi learns, Lachem Shem Ameis means you have to call the baby with the name of the brother. So the Ramban asks on that. He says, that's Bechal, not the Indian. So in Mitaych HaDvarim, he brings a Raya because they didn't call. They didn't call Rus's son. They didn't call him Machlein. They called him Ivey. So you see that there's no such din. According to Rashi, that kasha doesn't start. Rashi learns it's not an inyan of Yibum Bechlal. That's not what was going on over here. That's Lachem Shema Meisen Akwasai. So Memela, the whole, that's what, this is where my thought process went this morning. So again, in other words, certainly the Mefarshim don't seem to learn this way. They seem to learn that it's an inyan of Yibum, but I think Rashi is taka not learning this way. He's taka not learning it's an inyan of Yibum Bechlal. Okay, you know, we'll have to deal with that. But the Mefarshim here bring. All right, let's see some of the psukim over here, and then we'll take it. We'll point it out in the psukim. So I think we're up to Yud Aleph, right? We did Yud. They said Eidim Atayim, right? Oh, we did Yud Aleph, right? Beis. Beis. Okay. No. Let's take it from you now. Vayoyimiru kolom asher b'shar v'azkenim eidim yitein adino yeso isho aboel beisecho kirochel uchleyo asher bonu shdeyem es beis Yisrael v'aseichayel befroso koshem beis lochem. So all the people that were b'shar and the skenim said eidim, we're eidim. Again, whatever that Indian is. Yitain, and they gave a bracha. Yitain Hashem as a isha ba'el beisecha. Hashem should give this isha that's coming into your house. You know, she should make her kirachol chaleya shabanu shteim es beis Yisrael, like Rachel and Leah that both built beis Yisrael. What are you saying, man?
To say something after.
No, we said it when they ate him out of my ear. Alright, whatever. So, we didn't talk about Rachel and Leah for sure now. So they said, they all said, should make this woman that's coming into your house, like Rachel and Leah, so they both built the Beis Yisrael. I say chayil beEfrasa, and you should accomplish great things in Ephras, which back to the beginning, right? The Machlan and Kunyan are called Ephrasim, right? Ukros shame beBeis Lachem, you should become famous in Beis Lachem, right? Ukros shame beBeis Lachem. So Rashi points out, and Rashi brings Chumash brings this also. Karacho chaleya avo bishayu misheve Yehuda, even though the people in Beis Lachem were from Yehuda. And therefore they came from Leah, not Rachel. Ma'idim heim al Rachel shaisa ikra shel abay shel bayis v'kdimu Rachel Leah. They were ma'ide here that Rachel was the ikra wife of Yaakov Avinu, and therefore they put Rachel before Leah. Now the Ibn Ezra here doesn't say that. He says that the pshat they put it first was because Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel first. He makes a much more less klaliistic statement over here. But it struck me the other way. Why don't we mention Sarah and Rivka? Right? When we give brachas to our daughters, b'zman hazeh, at least, we're naig, yisimech elikim k'sarah Rivka Rachel v'Leah. They didn't say that. They said, make her like Rachel and Leah, shabanu shteimes beis Yisrael, that they built the beis Yisrael. I'm not sure. I'm really asking the other way. Now, since we see the bracha and the psukim is Rachel and Leah, so why is our bracha... why is our bracha Sarah and Rivka? Maybe this is dafka by a chasana. This is such an inyan because they built the shvatim, whereas Sarah and Rivka each had a rasha. Some amela. That would be. Maybe we could speculate that's why they wouldn't mention them here. But the Yaakov mitasa shlema. I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody must be ma'ira this. I don't know here. I didn't see anybody that deals with it here. But what's the bracha they gave? Is that you should accomplish great things. Now we have to be aware, and this is going to be mefurish come out in the next pasuk. So let's read the next pasuk also. V'heveischa keveis peretz asher yolda samar liyuda minazer asher yitein adinai lecho minanaro azois. Your house should be like the base peretz that Tamar gave birth for Yehuda. From the children, Hashem lecham in anara azayis. From the children that Hashem's going to give you from this nara, right? So in other words, they're giving bayaz a bracha that the children he has from Rus should be like base parents. Now, base parents, right? Rashi says she yatzanu mimena. We all came from. But base Peretz is much more than that. But, you know, it's Peretz is the Bechar of Yehuda, not the Bechar of Yehuda, not even the oldest son of Yehuda, the Shelah was. But it seemed to be that it was the Yadua that the Melech is going to come from Peretz. So, and that the future Melech, that the Layas Hashem Yehuda, that the Malchus, everybody knew the Malchus was eventually going to come from Yehuda. And they're saying, Asei Chayel Be'efrasa, that's how they seem to learn, is that you should be Zeicha, that this child will either be the Melech, or in the future the Melech will come from him. And that's this Hemshech, I mean, it should be Kaveis Peretz, like the Iker of Beis Peretz. And as we're all from Beis Peretz, it should be like Beis Peretz. You're from Peretz, we're from Peretz, we're all from Peretz. But it should be from the Iker of Beis Peretz, that what the child that the Rebbe Shlomo will give you from this Nar. So here, we all know from Yevamos, how do you do Yibum? How do you do Yibum? Bia, right? You don't need Kedusha. Right here, the pasuk is Mefurish, Vayikach Bayez Esrus, right? He did Kedusha, right? He took her, Vatilay Leisha, and then she was the wife, he did Nesuin. Right? And really, the Gemara is learning out Bechas Chasanim from here, so you see he did Nesuin also. Right, by a vayel, and then he was bayeler. Right, so he did kedushin, nesuin, and he was bayeler. And she became pregnant. So the lechayra is mefurish. In other words, it's an inyan of yibum, but lechayra there's no din of yibum. Avada, and as you need to do, like you always do, you need to do kedushin and nesuin before he was able to be bayeler, and that's mefurish that he did. And then he was bayeler, and this lashem ayitain Hashem lahi rayim atayle bein. In other words, it's not, we have in Chumash a million times, Vatar, Vatele Bein. What's Vayitain Lo Hashem Lo Heirayin? The Rebbeinu Shem gave her pregnancy, right? Vatele Bein, she gave birth. That's why I didn't say Vatar, Vatele Bein. So it sounds like it was a special, either Ashkacha, a special Nace, that she became pregnant. The Malbim learns the Nace was that she became pregnant right away. Here she had been married to Machloin for as many years as she was, whatever it was, we don't know how long, and she'd never had children. And here, Bayez is a Zakein. So here, Vayitain La Hashem Eirayin, that she became pregnant right away, was Gufa a special Hashkacha. But whether you say it like that, or Bechlal, that in other words, it was a special Hashkacha in the pregnancy, Bechlal, but it's not just a Vatar, Vatei Lebein, it's a special Vayitain La Hashem La Eirayin. He gave her Eirayin. Now the Chazal say the Medrash, in the Medrash that Bayez died that night. So then it was, there's a, you know, somebody's married, so Vatar, she becomes pregnant. Here, the Rebbeinu Shlomo with that bia, in other words, Ayave Yalav, Ayita Hashem Lo Hayirayin, Amish was the first bia with the bia Rishayna, she became pregnant, Matele Ben Shigibber. Now, there's no Zecher in the Psukim that Bayez died, so, you know, but the whole conversation coming up is this with Naomi. There's no conversation with Bayez. So, Vataymar Nano Shimel Naomi, Baruch Adayno Yasher, La Yishbis Loch Goyel Ayoyim, the women said to Naomi, Baruch Hashem, Asher lo hishbis lach goyel hayoyim. Baruch Hashem that did not, literally from Lashon Shabbos, right, didn't cause to rest, meaning didn't end goyel hayoyim, and his name should be called in Klal Yisrael. So first of all, in other words, who's the goyel? Is the goyel Bayez? What's the pasuk? Baruch Hashem that sent a goyel, basically. That sent Bayez as a Gael, or the child as the Gael? It's not Mavura in the Pasuk. Right? In other words, Baruch Hashem, right? She gave birth to a son, and now, oh, Baruch Hashem, that there's a Gael. So is that the child or Bayez? So the Targum here is, V'amem Neshayel Inami, Baruch Shemayin Ad Hashem, Leipsok Lech Pairoika Yoyma Deim, V'yiskirei Shemayim in Tzadikei Yisrael. The Yikari Shemai B'Yisrael is going on the child, and his name should be called among the tzaddikim of Klal Yisrael. Right? That's the Yikari Shemai. Now, we use that phrase when we're naming a baby. The Yikari Shemai B'Yisrael, Chaim Shmerel Beryl. Right? That's not this. Right? The Yikari Shemai min tzaddikei Yisrael. Now, here there's no end of the sentence. The Yikari Shemai B'Yisrael is the sentence. The Yikari Shemai B'Yisrael, Chaim, right, means his name should be called in Klal Yisrael Chaim. So the V'yikari Shmai B'Yisrael is not a phrase by itself, it's a hakdama to the word Chaim. But here, it's the whole phrase. V'yikari Shmai B'Yisrael, his name should be called in Klal Yisrael. So the Targum's filling in Tzaddik. Right? He should be called a Tzaddik. Right? That's, he should be a Tzaddik, I guess. People call him a Tzaddik because he generally, the people people called tzaddikim are tzaddikim, I guess. But so that would be mashma that the first day after the apostles is also going on the child. So why is the child a goyim? Right? Vayas did the geula, and now the Yerusha is going to come ultimately to the child, so therefore that's the Gael. I wasn't sure what the how to read the pasuk, right? The Ibn Ezra is hishmas like Gael atam ba'avur sheyukam shem ha'meis al nachlasai, right? The pshat is because the mace will be established on the nachla, so the child is the Gael, because now the it sounds like the Yerusha will eventually come to this child, so therefore is that even true? In other words, we went through the Cheshbon before. Here he's Bayez's son. So what's going to be after Yovel? Right, Bayez dies. So now to go to this child. Right? Okay, and then comes Yovel, and it's going to go back to the uncles. Because the child is not getting it B'tayras Elimelech's Nachla. He's getting it B'tayras Bayez's Nachla. So Bayez's Nachla will go back to the brothers, and he'll end up with a chelik of it. Right, Naomi will also end up with a chelik of it, like we pointed out, because she has brothers, which we said is shver, because why aren't they in the story? Why aren't they gaelin? But whichever one it is, but the child will be a partial gael, unless we put all the pieces together and we say since Bayaz did a yibum, and the brother who does the yibum gets the nachla, Memela he gets Alimelech's whole nachla, but that would be that this inyan of yibum get the nachla of the yavum, which. You don't really find, but that might be passable. Then this child will end up with the whole Yerusha from Elimelech ultimately. In other words, the point is, even though he's not Elimelech's grandson, right? He's Elimelech's daughter-in-law's husband's son, ultimately. So there's no. Okay, but so I'm not sure who's the Gael in the pasuk. You could read it that it's Bayez. He sent you a Gael, and now this child is his son, and he carries by me. So, or the child himself is the Gael, which needs to be. He'll be for you, Lemeshiv Nefesh, who'll restore your soul. And it'll take care of you in your old age. Ki chalosech, because your daughter-in-law, Ahesheh Bosech, who loved you, Yiladatu. Now again, what's this child's real relationship to Naomi? First cousin once removed, right? In other words, Bayez is Naomi's first cousin. The child is, right, Bayez's son. So it's first cousin once removed. It's not her grandson. It's absolutely not her grandson. But, right, this ki chalosech asher hei vasech, the daughter-in-law that you love, yiladatu gave birth to him, asher hi tovelach, she's better for you mishiva banim than seven sons. Now I don't know what that means, right? Even a daughter-in-law that you love is not seven sons. I'm not sure exactly in the pshuta shel mikra even, but lemaisa, now if you learn yibum with the mefarshim bring up beside, is that we'll see in the next pasuk they apply it. But the Mefarshim bring out Pisaid that the neshama of the dead person that didn't have any children is banging around inside his almana, and it comes out with the neshama of the child is the neshama of the mace, which itself is a chiddush. In other words, it's not pshat that the yibum makes it that it's ki'ilu the dead brother has a son. They bring from the Zayar and others that it's ki'ilu, it's the dead child, right? Which is it struck me as a massive chiddush. So Rabbi Krasner brought the Zayar and the Mefarshim plug it into the next pasuk. So, in which case, in other words, this is Naomi in a sense. This is Naomi's son. Ki chalaseh hashi ledatu hashi tovelach mishiva banim gave birth to him. So Mamela, you have now a son that's left. Right now, she didn't have seven sons in the first place. She had two sons. They both died. But now this is a, I don't know, replacement. I mean, it's a hard word to use. I mean, somebody who had, you know, a son, and that son died, and now they have another son. I don't know if they look at the new son as a replacement of both sons. It's a, you know, it's a, it would be a chiddush to me. I don't know. Certainly in the psychology of it, but maybe in the ruchnius of it, maybe. So Naomi took the child and she put it in her lap, and she was the nursemaid, right? Laimenes. So this is where they say that. In other words, Naomi, what was he like Laimenes? Right? Rus was the mother. Right? Why isn't Rus taking it? But Naomi was the mother. In a certain sense, right, this was Machlein. This was Machlein take two. Right? So Vatikach Naomi Asayelet, she took the child, and she said, Chekavati Lai Laimenes. Also, right now the child has no name. Right? Yikari, she might be Israel, but no name. Right? And now she takes the child and she's the mother. She's the nursemaid. Now, Vatikren, Alay Ashkein, I shame, Lamar, you la bailin on me. Vatikren, Ashemai, Ived, Uavishai, Avidovid. So the neighbors called the name. What was the name? Lamar, you la bailin on me. They didn't give the child a name. They called it a name. What was the name? You la bailin on me. That's what they. It's like, you know, it's people that call it and they name it. Some people who lost a parent and they have a child, they call it Kaddishim, right? That's the expression, right? This is the child that'll eventually, you know, it's the Kaddishim. I don't know, but it's Yula Bein Lenami, right? This is Nami's son. I don't know. But if you learn this Alpi site, so then Taka's Yula Bein Lenami. That's the. But now, again, this is where the. Tekrena Shmai Oved is where the Rambam brings a raya that there's no din to name after the mother, after the dead father, after the dead brother. But Tekrena Shmai Oved, they called, right, his name Oved. Who Avi Yishai Avi Dovid? That's the father of Yishai. Which Oved are we talking about? This is the famous Oved, who's the grandfather of David HaMelech. Right, that's in other words, we're giving like, you know, a preview of what's going to happen down the road. Is the Navi writing this after David was born or before David was born? That's the Gemara says that Shmuel wrote Sefer Rus, so Pasha says David was already born, and maybe even the Melech. It couldn't have been the Melech already, but when Shmuel wrote the Sefer, yeah, I guess maybe the Sefer Yama, but doesn't say when he wrote. So we have the whole Yichus of Shevet Yehuda from Peretz, who's the son of Yehuda. It doesn't say Eila told Yehuda, I go. Right. But Eila told us Peretz. So Peretz gave birth to Chetzrayin, who gave birth to Ram, who gave birth to Aminadav. Aminadav, Hailidus Nachshon, Hailidus Salma, and Hailidus Bayaz, Hailidus Aiveva, Aiveva, Hailidus Yishai, Yishai, Hailidus David. Now the Targum here is interesting. He puts like a couple Nakudas of each of these people into the Targum and the Pasuk. Right? Lamashal, if you look in Chaval, if it's Salma, Hailidus Yas, Ivtson, Nigida, the Shaifei, who bayas tzaddika, he was bayas the tzaddik, the aschusei yishteiz of Amad Yisrael, in his schus Klai Yisrael was saved, mi'ab ali d'vavei, and from their enemies, and begin slicing because of his tvila, adas kafna, the hunger stopped, me'arad Yisrael, u bayas ayle yas oyveid, the flach lamari alma b'leib shlim, and the bayas gave birth to oyveid, who davened to the Rebbeinu Shalom with the leib shalim. And I think he's teaching where the name oyveid comes from, that the name oyveid means he was a total oyveid Hashem, right? That's the. And Oyved, Oyas Yishai, the Miskri Nachash, it was called Nachash, right? It says Abigail, Tzuri of Abigail, the daughters of Nachash, right? He was called Nachash, the Targum brings over here the Gemara, that Yishai had no Chet. But let's go back to the beginning a little. In other words, we have the Yichus is Peretz, Chetzrain, Ram, Aminadav, Nachshon. Okay, so let's just take it. So Nachshon and Aminadav is a famous person in Chumash. Right, he's the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda when the Nasiim bring the Karbanis for the Hakamas HaMishkan, right? And the Medrash is that Nachshon Ben Aminadav was the first one to jump into the Yamsuf. Right, so Nachshon Ben Aminadav is there by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? He's the Dar that leaves Mitzrayim. So from him, from Yehuda, we have Peretz, right? Peretz and Chetzrayim. Peretz went down to Mitzrayim. He's in the list of the 70 descendants of Yaakov that went down to Mitzrayim. So from Peretz, Chetzrayim, Ram, Aminadav, right, that's Mitzrayim. So how many Darius is that? Right, if Peretz went down, so I think Chetzrayim and Chamul are also there, right, if I'm not mistaken. So Chetzrayim also went down to Mitzrayim. So from the 210 years, right, our kail rum, chetzrein to rum to Aminadav, and Aminadav to Nachshon. Right, so that's about 50 years a generation. Right, now Nachshon, it doesn't seem, was still alive when they came into Eretz Yisrael. He's not from the Nesiim that when they came into Eretz Yisrael. I brought from the Gain that he died in the Kibbutz HaTaiva. Not sure. But then we have, that would mean Salma came into Eretz Yisrael, right? And like we pointed out really in the beginning, we have from Knesset La'aretz until Binyan Beis HaMikdash is 440 years. Right? From Tzitzis Mitzrayim until Binyan Beis HaMikdash was 480. That's the Mefurash Pasuk. So 440, and we have, so David HaMelech was born, we said, 73 years before that, right? And that's Beis HaMikdash was built 30 years of Shlomo HaMelech, and of Shlomo HaMelech's Malchus, and so David was born 73 years before that. So just to do your handy-dandy math, right, that's 367 from Knesset La'aretz until David HaMelech is born, right? Until David HaMelech is born. So then, how many days do we have there? Salmon, Boaz, Oved, Yishai, David, right? So one, Salmon to Boaz, Boaz to Oved, Oved to Yishai, and Yishai to David. Four, right? So basically we're talking, each person gave birth on average in his 80s. So that needs a beer. I don't know what to do about the beer, but that's... And now again, so Salmon was the father of Boaz. Boaz, if you make the cheshbon, it could be that Boaz was the one who was very, very old, and the other ones were not as old, right? Which we talked about earlier. And then, but from Boaz to Oved to Yishai to David, right? That's, and this is a, just wanted to point out, it's not so clear also how long Chetzrein. Now, Chetzrein could have lived very long. There is a shaila whether Rum is Kali ben Yefuna. There's a kasha because it says that in the beginning of Shmais, right? It says that the two midwives, right, which Chazal say were Yecheved and Miriam, so they saved the babies, right? By Yaslam Batan. So Rashi says Bate Kunu Malchus is more in Saita, right? Bate Kunu Malchus. So what does it mean? How did Malachim come from Miriam? Mary married Kalev. Okay, very nice. But who's Kalev? I mean, Kalev ben Yefuna is a Shaifid or whatever. He's from the Skenim. He's from the Meraglim that him and Yeshua that were tzaddikim. But what Malchus comes from Kalev? So I did see somebody who said that Kalev is really Rum in this list. So in which case, maybe Chetzer is Rum. And if you look in Sefer Devar Yamim, so Chetzrein has a son Kalev, right? So that would at least work if that's the pshat. But if that's the pshat, then it becomes, if you look at the two branches of the family, it becomes a mamash apella, because it says that Btzalel ben Uri ben Chur, right, was the Chur was the son of Kalev. So that means there were Betzalel, Ben Uri, Ben Chur, Ben Kalev, right? Now Kalev, by Yitzis Mitzrayim, anybody know how old he was? Before Shapasim. Right? Kalev was 40, or 39 by Yitzis Mitzrayim. He was 40 when he was sent out to be one of the Meraglim. So, which case, right, by the second year in the Midbar, it's Pasuk in Yeshua. So, he says that, until we learn out the Shavu Shekiv, Shavu Shechilku, from that Cheshbon. So if Kalev was 40 in the second year in the Midbar, in which case Betzalel ben Uri ben Chur, who built the Mishkan, right, says he was Bar Mitzvah. So you have to, the Gemara makes the Cheshbon that each one gave birth when they were about seven. Right? When they were about seven. So the seven and a half, whatever, you need time for the Iburim, but about seven. So in one branch of the family, we have going down from Kalev, or Ram at least, his brother, somewhere in that family, right? You have basically everybody having their children at 80 plus. And in the other branch of the family, you have everybody having their children at 7 plus. Right? Not only that, by the Tzitzis Mitzrayim, before they went down to Eretz Yisrael, we find that Beferish, because Yehuda had, there was 22 years when Yehuda married until they went down to Mitzrayim, right? From when they sold Yosef until they went down to Mitzrayim. In that, the Gemara makes the Cheshbon. Also, you have the same 777 because Yehuda had Er, Einan, and Shelah. And then Er grew up enough to marry Tamar, and then he died. And then Einan married Tamar and then died. And then Shelah grew old enough, quote unquote, to marry Tamar, and Tamar, so she's not going to marry him. That at that point she goes to Yehuda. They have Peretz and Zerach, right? And Peretz has two sons, Chesed and Chamul, and then they go down to Mitzrayim, right? So basically, the Gemara makes the Cheshbon. Each one had their children at seven. Right. In other words, Zerach had his child at seven. So in which case, right? So you have Yehuda, Peretz, Chetzrayim, 7-7, right? And then you have 80 plus 777, right? In other words, it's just the whole Shevi Yehuda becomes. So you have to say the Pshat is, since Lamaisa, whatever you're going to say. Right, these are the tremendous tzaddikim, and Mashiach is going to come from this. So each one, at the point that he was roi to be meiled the next door in the chain, that's when he did. Right, Bayaz lived to the age he lived. If he died that night, like the Fida Medrash, so then he died that night. But in other words, he lived till he became exactly what he was supposed to become, and Rus obviously became what she was supposed to become. At which point, they had the next door in that chain. But each one along the list became what they needed to become in order to be Maila the next dar. That's so if at seven, the Kedusha, Vitara, whatever we'll say, right? At seven, they were whatever they could be. And if the ones who had to be much older, they had to be much older for various reasons. That was the Cheshbon of Mating. Now, the Maisa comes out from this Yishai, who was obviously in the Tzaddikim that never did a Chet, the Gemara says, and comes out from him, from David, and Beis Hashem, Mashiach.